30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And it's open line hour now. So this is when we empty all the phone calls, clear every line, and invite you to call us at 1-888-767-4348. If you have a project you're trying to tackle around your house, give us a ring. Let's talk you through it. If you've got some proposals you've received and are confused about the details, or if you're contemplating getting a project started and want a few tips and tidbits and tricks about the right questions to ask so you'll know you're dealing with the right people, it's much better to find that right person and that wrong person before you start the job than when you're in the middle of the job. Give us a ring. The number's 1-888-767-4348. We've been building and remodeling here in the great state of Arizona since the early 70s, and we've built and remodeled. How many of you know a remodeler that has done a project in Wickiup, Arizona? I bet there aren't very many, huh? We've done Wickiup. We've done Eager. We've done quite a bit Flagstaff. We've done quite a bit, of course, all around the Valley of the Sun, Maricopa County, done some down in Tucson. So we've done a bit of building and remodeling all over the great state. So wherever you are, you can call us at 1-888-767-4348, and we can kind of coach you along with great information about your particular neighborhood. Now, if we don't know the answer, we have this referral network that lives on the webpage, RosieOnTheHouse.com. And we've got every major population area covered with contractors that we have pre-screened. We're tickled to death to have recently won Favorite of Tucson, and we've won up in Phoenix, the number one contractor referral network, for 9 years in a row. We're the tightest screened network, and we're the only contractor referral network that has a complaint resolution officer on staff. Now, he's overpaid because he never has anything to do. But I will tell you this. The other referral networks have disclaimers that they've done the searching and the screening. If you have a problem, deal with it. Well, only at Rosie on the House, if you have a problem, do we want to know about it. It comes across my desk, and we jump right on it. But it just doesn't happen that often. That's why we're considered the best referral network for contracting and contractor services in the great state of Arizona. We've got some fairly new members. The network is growing pretty aggressively down in the Tucson area. Thanks to Miss Susan, who's down there working for us. But we've got Hotchkiss Financial that recently joined us. If you're contemplating picking up, refinancing, or buying a home, make sure you give Randy Hotchkiss a call, Hotchkiss Financial. We've got West Coast Roofing, Temperature Control, Lions Roofing, Jaws Just Add Water System. We've got Marvell Masonry, Omni Pools, Habitat, Mexican Tile and Stone Company, Connecticut Water System, Arizona Paint Company, Rebath of Tucson, Woods Plumbing, New Frontiers Painting, Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Heating. So we've got the areas covered. Now, we had Phoenix and Tucson covered for a long time, and all the folks in Casa Grande kept calling us and saying, man, we're like in no man's land. We can't get your Phoenix contractors to come south, and we can't get your Tucson contractors to come north. So we built out what we call the Casa Grande Connection, and we've got Techno Security, All About Water, Durafoam Roofing, Lions Roofing, Arizona Painting Company, Brutinel Electric, Brutinel Plumbing, Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, for those of you in Pinal County.
Growing county.
It's what we do. Yeah, it is.
Flat land.
Third most
flat
populous.
Between Phoenix and Tucson. It's, you know, I laughed at the light rail system that went in Phoenix and the light rail system that went in Tucson. You know, they should have just put a light rail system between the two cities. That save that traffic on I-10. Man, I would take that over driving that I-10 stretch any day.
It's kind of a scary stretch. We've had some very heartbreaking, tragic accidents there just recently. But they are getting it close to being an eight-laner the whole way. And, boy, that's sure going to help.
Woo! It's going to be a nightmare when they rip up. where is it? Like right south of Rawhide, Riggs Road,
yeah,
down to about Casa Grande.
To the river, to the Gila River.
Well, bridge isn't big enough to go any wider. So when they start that construction project, I don't know if there's room or how the deeds and the land easement work, but they would be best interested if they just built a separate road and finished it and rechanneled it and then just blew that up and demoed it after the fact. That's going to be a bottleneck when they start that project.
Well, it will be, but every construction project does tend to do that, but it's always worth it in the end. So the referral network, the radio broadcasts, the publications we do in newspapers all across the state are all things we do to try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Before you touch your home, we'd like you to come to RosieOnTheHouse.com first, and let's see if we can't have some information there on our website that gets you started in the right direction. After broadcasting the radio show for 30 years, we've been posting the questions we're asked as well as the answers on the webpage, so the webpage becomes virtually an encyclopedia of the correct way to deal with anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin within the great state of Arizona. So, RosieOnTheHouse.com. It is a call-in show. Roby, why don't we jump out to Brad, who's calling in. Good morning, Brad. Thanks for ringing us. What are you up to today, my friend?
Driving around, getting errands done.
All right. And what you working on at the house?
I've got a couple air conditioning units that were installed during a remodel in 99 that I've had people come out and fix about every year. And I believe I've been told that they were horizontal air conditioning units that were installed vertically, and that was a little unorthodox.
Well, what you're being told is correct. That's very, very unorthodox.
They're leaking water down in the condensation in great quantities through the filters, and it's causing leaking into the walls and all kinds of things.
And you've had this set up since 1999?
Yes. So I've been putting bus tubs underneath there, collecting water, emptying them, setting up makeshift drains that filter into the pipe, into the sink, and all kinds of things to try and correct it.
I can't even imagine fighting all that for all those years. Have you had an air conditioning contractor look at it and go with a vertical unit or turn these things horizontal the way they're supposed to be?
Yeah, I've had several people look at it, and the way that it was set up during the remodel, there's a small closet built for them. And that closet, they said we'd have to redo pretty much half of two rooms to turn them horizontal again, or just pay for entirely new units and have them redone. And the cost was kind of prohibitive. It was to the tune of like $45,000. So I never did it.
Holy Imagine. Cow.
Ooh. That's half a house in some neighborhood.
Yeah.
Man, Brad, where are you?
I'm out in Northeast Mesa.
Okay.
In the county island out there.
Wow. I don't think you have any good options. I hate telling you that, but until you replace those units, you're going to be fighting this. There isn't any way to overcome it. They're not designed to be operating the way they're operating. Is that remodeling contractor still in business?
No.
Yeah, he should
be. No, it was it was sort of a family operation.
Uh-huh. Well, they certainly didn't do you any favors with that setup, and I'm sorry to say that, but man, you've been fighting it for all these years. You just got to fight it out until those die, and you replace it with the proper equipment. That's all you're going to be able to do, bud.
Yeah. So do they make a vertical unit that
would
work properly in there?
Yeah. Yeah, they any split system has, you know, we've got to get the evaporative coil is going to have to be set outside somewheres. It's probably already set out there somewheres anyway, and we've just got to get a vertical air handling unit. Absolutely. You need to have
maybe
one.
Maybe I can look into that.
You need to have one. You know, you could get it assessed for free. Northeast Mesa, call Isley's Air Conditioning. Tell them we talked on the air, and have them come out and assess what your situation really is. It shouldn't cost you $45,000 to fix this, unless you have like four air conditioning units. Let's have Isley's take a look at it, and then I'm gonna stay involved. I want to know what we can do. I'd love to see some pictures of what this thing is. You could text those to me at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let's stay tuned and see if we can't help work him out of what's basically a 20-year problem.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a mess!
You know, sometimes you find little things and you're like, that must have been the last thing that guy did closing out the day on a hot summer day. This one sounds like major bonehead thought.
Well, the contractor had these left over from another job. Or they had been misordered, and he was just trying to find a way to get it. I've never even heard of a horizontal air handler being installed vertically. Never even heard of that.